When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Meet the next generation of podcast stars with SiriusXM's Listen Next program, presented by State Farm. As part of their mission to help voices be heard, State Farm teamed up with SiriusXM to uplift diverse and emerging creators. Tune in to Stars and Stars with Issa as host Issa Nakazawa dives into birth charts of her celeb guests. This is just the start of a new wave of podcasting. Visit statefarm.com to find out how we can help prepare for your future. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
In Jeff Lewis's world, there's never a dull moment.
Like, if I fucked up on a date, you know, the whole time you talked about your ex, your spinal surgeries, your custody battle, your stranger with your brother, your employee problems, and I don't want to go on a second date, I'd be like, I get it. I'm a prostitute. I've sold my soul five times over.
Are you OCD?
Yes.
The bright side is they're always really intelligent and smart.
Not yeah. In my case.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with Leah Black and Shane Douglas. Good morning.
Hi, everybody.
Your dog is here today.
You didn't even notice.
I didn't even notice. What is your dog's name again?
Baby.
Baby. Okay.
5-pound little baby. Thing.
We went to dinner last night. We had a great dinner. We went to, was it Dakota across the street?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Our service was amazing.
It was great. It was really great. But I didn't know. We had a 2.5-hour dinner.
I didn't realize that.
Poor Shane. Leah and I just talk.
I know,
we talk all the time. Poor Shane can't get a word in.
Well, he was actually, he said this morning, what did you say to me?
I'm thankful because I didn't have to talk about my relationship for one night.
Well, Jeff did bring it up.
Did
I?
But it was quick.
Briefly.
Oh, I was just catching her up. But I didn't notice. I realized that when we got up, I'm like, what? You brought the dog? I didn't even notice you brought the dog.
I had him in his little bag, and I covered the bag in a gorgeous scarf and had it hanging off the side of the chair so you wouldn't see it and be annoyed. I didn't want you to get annoyed.
I mean, I have to say the dog is well-behaved.
He's very well-behaved.
Where is he right now? Is he
right
around my hotel room?
Right here, sitting in my lap.
No, you didn't even know.
It was a pretty good trip.
It was.
I thought it was pretty
seamless. Well, spontaneous, yeah. Because what are the chances of us both being in Dallas, Texas at the same time?
Well, you agreed. So you're going to Waco to see family?
Yeah, I was coming anyway. So I had the trip planned, but I had no idea you had a trip planned. But I came because RJ has an extra day off of school. So we had... the plan was for his to come yesterday.
I feel
and
like
to
the
Waco.
Dog is
Baby's growling.
Baby's growling
probably
for some
wanting
reason.
Something to eat, probably. That's why I said, let me bring the bag here. He's spoiled. He knows when to push the button. Like, he knows right
like
now.
Like when we're live on the radio.
Yeah, he knows he's going to get what he wants.
I've not
he's
heard a sound
smart.
From this dog for 12 hours. But
so RJ went to Waco Thursday, and I'm going to go when I leave here.
Okay, so you decided to stay one more night in Dallas for us.
Yeah, because otherwise I would have just gone with him yesterday, but I put him in a car, you know.
And then what happened? You put him in a car?
I put him in the car service, and then he went to Waco, and then they went
but
to
what
the,
happened?
They went to what?
Remember that car service took him where?
Oh, they took him to the wrong hotel.
And dropped him off.
There's two hotels either. I forget it's the Hilton or the Holiday Inn, but there's two on I-35, and they took him to the wrong one. They dropped him off, sent a call my sister, said, I'll go get him right now, and then she goes and gets him, and then they went to the rodeo, the Heart of Texas Fair and Rodeo, and they have, you know, all the horses and the cowboys and the concerts in the
That's
country
we
and western.
Gone.
I should have gone to the
you
rodeo.
You guys could have picked up a fabulous cowboy.
We could have T for D at the at the rodeo.
Oh God!
And you know, Leah is
here. We go. What is it?
Well, you know, RJ has started college, and he's actually he's at college
in
now.
The dorms.
He's in the dorms, and I, you know. You've got to understand.
A lot goes down in those dorms.
A lot goes down. And he's more than likely now is probably T for P. I'm guessing. I'm guessing.
And that stands for?
I don't want to
trolling for.
Trolling. Oh, God. That is trashing for. That is trashing. Not trolling. I'm sorry.
But just so you know, your son is of age now.
All that's fine. You know, yeah. I don't really want to know the details, but he has very good judgment. So I trust him there.
But he
very good judgment.
But look, he's not going to tell you all the details.
No, I don't want the details.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want the details.
Now,
I'm not like you. I don't pry into everyone else's life.
Now, I did say, like, I was pushing Shane. I said, are you going to, you should probably get your mind off things in T4D in Dallas.
Oh, don't trash for that. Don't do that.
And then, but no. Shane told me that.
No, no. You should have gone to the cowboy and the rodeo thing. You
that would have been fun.
Seen a fabulous bunch of cowboys with those cowboy hats and the boots and the whole thing.
But you said you're going through something right now because Adele has a new song out.
Adele has a new song.
I heard about that.
So I'm very emotional. It's so good.
It wasn't that good. I heard it this morning. And
you
was,
heard it for like 30 seconds.
Because that's all I can handle.
You have to read the lyrics. Oh my God. I can't. I'll cry.
You, everyone that I know said it made him cry.
I feel like she wrote it for me. Like,
oh,
like
everyone
all,
feels like that.
All of it. I can just relate to it too much. Aww. I think that she's a fan of the show.
I love her.
So you think you're her muse?
I think that she heard my story and wrote a beautiful song
just for you. Mm-hmm. How sweet. She probably
I didn't cry.
Jeff.
No, oh you changed it to Short Dick Man.
No, I changed it to Me So Horny.
Right.
Oh yeah. My God. How do we talk about all this? What is this language thing you got? I don't know why. I don't know. I never heard of all this stuff before you guys. I have to be honest.
Well, it's good that you have.
I'm getting educated. Connected. You know, mm-hmm. It's like, this is my PhD in what? Gay porn? I don't know.
No, by the way,
I don't have one of those.
By the way, I got a very nice message this morning.
From?
Said, I love Wet Wednesday. I make sure my panties are off before I listen.
Oh, my God.
That's commitment.
That's interactive.
Is that is commitment.
What mm-hmm. she didn't say is she probably doesn't get out of bed until after it's on the show.
No, I didn't realize this, but you told me, I was asking you about your flight yesterday, and you said, oh, I just don't like getting up early. And you had to be at the airport at what time?
I had to be there at 9. That's a stretch for me. I like to sleep till 11 if I can. If I can, if everyone leaves me alone, I'll sleep till noon. But they won't. The dog, especially now the dog has a broken leg, I have to pick the dog up and put it on the bed. And that, you know, constantly wakes me up because the dog can't jump up on the bed anymore.
So
the big dog.
First of all, we were talking about how good you look. And because I started cleaning out my Instagram and I have like seven years of posts on there. So I started cleaning stuff out, but I'm archiving like pictures that I like pictures of you and me and whatever.
Yeah.
You look better than you did 7 years ago. You're like Kyle Richards. It's like mm-hmm. Kyle looks younger and younger.
But I will tell you, I don't do all that stuff to my face. Those women, they go out, they do the Botox and they do the whatever all that is, the fillers. The fillers are to me what ruins a face. It ruins it. It distorts it. They don't look the same. It stretches out the skin. Then it goes back. Then they need more. And then they go back. Before you know it, their face is puffed up like a balloon. I hate that look.
Well, you
I'd rather have a line and a wrinkle.
So now I know that you're doing well with Leah Black skincare,
of course.
But I'm wondering if the reason you look so good is because you sleep till noon. I think if all of us sleep till noon,
right?
Could be.
Quit
but
your
I
job.
Don't go to bed.
Like, could be. Yeah,
but
has
I
nothing
go
to do
bed
with
at
Leah
one
Black
or two
beauty.
Or three. I go to bed at one or two or three though. There's a difference. I like to stay up really late.
Now there was a big announcement on your Instagram. You said that tune in today for the big announcement. What's the big announcement?
Let me give that credit to James. That does our stuff at the office. I started getting people DMing me like, are you and Jeff getting your own TV show? Did you win the lottery? I mean, people are expecting something
big announcement.
Really different.
I didn't know if you were getting divorced. Exactly. I didn't know if you were pregnant. I had no idea what the big announcement is. What is the big announcement?
So because at the last minute I was coming here, I put together a bundle just for your audience. Oh, my God.
That's the big announcement.
That's the big announcement. Listen, it's huge. Oh, you're getting a huge amount of product for a cheap amount of money, and they're getting all the most popular products.
All right. So what have you put together today?
I put together the eye cream, which is one of
CBD
the top, the CBD eye cream, and this renewal cream.
I just started that. I'm really into it.
Did it clear up your face?
Literally, yes. I was
breaking
out last week.
Yeah, because you tried another product. That's
I ran out of yours
out.
And I had to go.
Well, next time go to my house and break in LA and get some product or get Julie and Brandy to get, they have a key. And so the new renewal cream, which is 500 milligrams of CBD. And this is the time of year for it. Your skin starts to get, dry and
it's so fit. Dry.
That is one of the best things we've ever done. I mean, the reorders are flying out the door. And then the wash, because we were back ordered for so long because we couldn't get the right containers. And now we have better containers. So you get a whole bundle for $149. And you don't have to pay the freight.
So to recap, CBD Moisture Renewal Cream, 500 milligrams of CBD. The CBD eye cream and then the face wash, all for $149.
Including freight.
It's a $264 value. It includes shipping. You go to leahblack.com/Jeff.
But I only have $750.
Okay.
Because, I mean, this was a last minute. I pulled the product for you.
Okay, I am going to tell you something.
leahblack.com/Jeff. Don't forget the leahblack.com.
So you have 750 bundles available for $149 right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
They'll probably be gone by the time the show's over.
Because I have put together these beauty boxes before, people are sending me products like, oh, for free. And I have been trying other people's products. I haven't been cheating on you because I still use...
Oh, no, you're still a whore.
I still... Okay.
Just in general.
I use your exfoliant, your face wash, I use your eye cream, and I use your face serum. I've never used the renewal
when
cream.
When you use it, you're going to
But
be
I will
a
say,
game changer.
I'm going to tell you, I've been trying other people's products. Mm-hmm. I have three zits right
now. And it shows. And you know what else? The texture of your skin has an ash tone to it. It doesn't look polished and glowing like it did. I knew right away when I saw you, you are a cheater. I mean, when you start cheating on my products,
out.
You have crossed
the line. I'm 51 years old with acne.
Yeah, you have. You have adult acne because you cheated on your friend Leah Black and her beauty products.
I didn't cheat.
Yeah,
I was just
experimenting.
I was experimenting.
Yeah,
I was
that's
had an
what
open
the,
mind.
That's what they sound like a guy that's married that had an affair and said,
okay,
I was
you
just
can't compare.
I was just testing
no, this
the
is
water.
Apples and oranges. You can't compare that
I just
to
thought
a guy
I'd
who
try
cheats.
A one-night stand because I was happy with my wife, but I thought I'd try the grass might be greener. You're a cheater. That's
all right.
It.
All
no
right.
more.
All right.
LeahBlack.com/Jeff.
/Jeff.
All right, only all right, 750 right. of them for $149. That's $265 worth of product. What else are you going to do better than
big
that?
Big announcement.
Big announcement. That's
a
big announcement.
Huge announcement.
Because Jen Shaw won't take credit for her own socials over here.
You're right.
But I'm not good at it.
James does it. James
really
did.
I don't know what the
you
big
know what
announcement.
Happened when I started getting DMs like, did you win the lottery? You know, are you getting
oh,
divorced?
Like you need any more money.
You know, like, right.
I'd be so mad if you won the lottery.
Oh, my God.
Fucking
I
unfair.
More money.
I would be
I need
so
more
mad.
Money. I always need more money. But honestly, the biggest one, you and Jeff are getting your own show. I just know it. And I'm like, oh, let's see, that's, how's
yeah,
that going to work?
It's here in Dallas
work?
Today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's here in Dallas. How is that going to work? We're going to do it like remote, LA, you know, whatever. So I guess I'll have to move to LA. You'll have to move to Miami because, you know, you have to accommodate me and kiss the ring. I'm not going to accommodate you.
Here's the problem. Like, even the humidity. And look how curly my hair is today.
I love your hair with a little movement. It looks so much more fabulous. It really does. I told you that last night.
No, you know what you told me last night? You said, I'm glad you're growing your hair out. It looks less like a wig.
Yeah, because you're the one that told me that everyone thought you were a wig because you have so much thick hair and it's cut so short. So by letting it have a little movement and have a little length on it, it's a much more fabulous look and it's a more natural look. It's actually sexy. The Cowboys would have liked that.
Oh, don't say it now.
Shit.
Salt in the wound.
We should have done this in Waco, Texas, at the fairgrounds.
I'm afraid I'd get gay bashed.
Oh, my God. Oh my God. I don't think so.
Gay Cowboys.
At the rodeo?
Yeah, you know, you never know. I mean, I don't have one of those radars like people do when they
Gator.
Say, oh, she's always a Gator. I don't know, have a clue.
I mean, I don't either, apparently.
You could tell me someone's gay. I'm like, really? I wouldn't have a clue. But I can guarantee you that it's not any different anywhere else. It's always the same.
Okay, wait. You wouldn't have any clue that Jameson is gay?
No, Jameson. No, because the only thing I associate with Jameson now, and I really hate to say this, is ever since that day he told us he was a clown, I just can't look at him without thinking about the clown.
It's not sexy.
He needs that red wig with the curls on the top.
No.
I have a natural red wig, so I'm ready to
you
go.
Do? You know who is the gayest of all the gays?
Who?
The
oh,
one
boy.
That I would have known was gay
oh,
was
boy.
Frankie Grande. I mean, there's no one more gay than I love his flamboyance and his fabulousness and his tiptoeing. I just love him. So he's my idea of the perfect gay. Mm. I don't like the subtle ones. I like the ones that, you know,
the
look like
a little louder.
Yeah. Remember when Joan Rivers walked in a room one day and she said, oh, my God, a straight decorated this room. It didn't have the fabulous chandelier in the middle.
No, I thought this big announcement that I guess your people have put on Instagram. I thought it was you joining The Real Housewives of Miami.
Oh, yeah. That would have been a big announcement.
But
that didn't
happen. You're saying the producers have asked you. to come back, what, as like a cameo situation?
Well, you know, they did. They've asked me to come as a cameo, and a couple of girls have asked me to come as a cameo. I just didn't want to do it. It's not in my head. It's not in it. I just like when they call me the first time. Your head has to be into something to do it. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just go do something for the sake of doing it, because it's not fair to anybody, including yourself. You have to really want to. Those shows are intense. They take up 5 months out of your life. They're emotionally exhausting. You know, with my work ethic, it's an 18-hour day because I'm always the first one
there. No, I know, because you're up at noon.
Yeah, but I'm at the first
that's
one
with
there.
Your
the,
work
well,
ethic.
That's another reason not to do the, to make a commitment.
Why? Because they want
you to get up at 9:30.
And you have to get up early in the morning. That's a hard thing for me because I like to stay up all night. I love staying up till 2 or 3 in the morning. See, I start calling the West Coast at midnight, and then I start calling Hawaii around 3, and then I start calling Hong Kong. So wow. I can stay up all night.
Are these
night.
All the prisoners?
Some of them. A lot of my jewelry connections in Hong Kong.
Now, when we were at dinner last night,
what?
Your phone rang several times, and one of them was a prisoner calling you.
Oh, no. It was just a guy. He's not really a prisoner. He's... he's been convicted, but he's going to win on an appeal. So he's a temporary convicted. He's going to win.
So he's
appeal.
A prisoner
in prison.
Well, he's home right now. He's on home arrest, house arrest. So we don't. Oh. I'm not counting that.
Okay. Did you get any calls last night from anyone in jail?
Not last night, but I can tell because usually this guy has a phone, but usually it'll say. You know, they don't give you the name, unidentified caller. But I always have to answer my unidentified callers in case it is someone that's in jail. Because, you know, you're their lifeline. They're sitting there bored. Oh, by the way, I wrote Betty Broderick.
You did?
Yeah, I told you that.
Did she get back to you?
Not yet, but I wrote her. No, I wrote her the other day. I wrote her a long letter. I said, oh, my God, you know, Jeff Lewis, love you. We're on the radio show. I don't know if you watch Flipping Out, but, you know, we wanted to reach out to you. I'm sure it's been a long thing. I hope your family's staying in touch with you. I hope
she
your life
knows
is better.
Who you are.
Yeah, I don't
Betty
know.
Knows
she
who
does.
I am now.
She knows who you are.
Oh, she does?
I mean,
know.
She has
because
to now.
Probably.
At least because of the
so,
letter.
So, yeah, I wrote the letter. But it takes a long time with... Well, first of all, the post office is so screwed up with that guy running it, doesn't know what he's doing. And then on top, but it's true, mail's always behind now.
I know.
And then he confiscated all the mailboxes. What an idiot. Anyway, so I mail her the letter, and then by the time it gets to the prison and they read it.
Yeah, so they read it first.
Of course they read it.
So now the parole officer. Or
they all know who you are, too.
The correction officers.
They
know
who I am. You're
probably
on their radar.
I wonder if they're listening this morning.
Shout out, officers.
I mean, I did not mention that you troll for stuff on the internet. I did not mention that any of that, that you're a cheater. I didn't mention any of that about you. I said all good things.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
To tell Betty Broderick.
Tell
Betty that I'm growing out my hair.
Just for her.
It's a little curly, though, because of the humidity in Texas.
Yeah. Oh, there is humidity. You know, it's funny. In L.A., you don't have to straighten your hair. Here, it's you think it's bad here? Go to Miami. Your hair will be
funny. It looks like I slept the night in curlers.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks fabulous. If you would let it get another... inch to an inch and a half on the top.
I could use that.
Yeah, everything goes back to the same old thing.
Just one more inch.
You get
an inch
to an inch and a half on the top and let the sides stay short.
Yeah.
You would have a movie star look if you stick with the Lea Black skincare instead of that shit that you tried.
Right, that gave me acne.
Yeah, that one.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to take a break. We are back with Lea Black and Shane Douglas. All right, so you have unfortunately crashed the internet. So your
crashed it. Yeah, it'll be back up.
So your website is down right now.
It's there. Just keep trying. They're working on it. It'll be up
in a minute. I can get on.
Okay, so
yeah, keep trying.
Okay, so go to Lea Black, LEABlack.com/Jeff.
Yeah.
Keep trying. And what Leah's going to do, because I know a lot of you are worried that she's going to sell out.
Yeah.
She, you had opened up, you had offered 750 bundles,
right.
But you're going to increase it to 950.
Right.
For those people
just
that can't
just in case anybody got a problem. But just keep going on.
The
you'll
website.
Get on. They're on it right
I'm
now.
I'm on it now,
on
so
it.
I think
they'll
it's...
get back on.
Okay, and hopefully again, it's the CBD Moisture Renewal Cream, the CBD Eye Cream, and the Face Wash, all for $149. It's a $264 value, and it includes shipping.
Yeah.
Okay, so as I was reading the live read, and look, I'm not... There's a lot of other people at SiriusXM that are much better readers than me. But
really?
I am better than Andy. I am better than Andy. But yesterday when I got on the plane, which, what was it, American?
Yeah.
American.
What was it, American? You're so aware of yours. You got Shane. Without Shane, the guy doesn't know the name of the food.
I don't know
order.
The gate. I don't know the name of the airline. I don't know anything. I just follow you.
I just follow Shane around. Okay, so Shane.
So the guy.
American Airlines.
The guy went on. So we had.
I Terminal
had
5.
Oh, is that what it was? I had a TV. I had a TV, my own TV. So I started looking at like the TV shows and the movies, and I saw something I want to watch. And so I put it on. And then, of course, the flight attendant comes on with his fucking announcements,
I
right?
I hate when that happens.
That go on and on.
And it pauses your show and goes to the headphones because it's a whole.
So first of all, he discussed the safety announcements. Then he did the credit card solicitations. Then he did what drinks are available, what snacks are available. This guy was the worst reader. The worst reader in history. Way worse than Andy Cohen. And he was going on and on and on. And I was like, because he had a script in his hand. And because we were, what row were we in?
Two.
So I could see where I don't even know what row I was in. So I could see him reading from the script. But I just wanted to get up and I wanted to fucking grab it from
him. Should have done the live
and
read.
Just done the live read. Because it was so slow. And I don't even know if he practiced it. He was like stumbling. Did it not go on forever?
It was really long. It was really long.
Wait to your Miami where they do it in English and then they do it in Spanish.
I would have jumped out of the plane.
I have taken the microphone and spoke on there before, though.
No way.
When you promote Leah Black Skincare?
I should.
L-E-A Black Dot.
L-E-A, no H. No, what happened, I was on a flight one time sitting next to this guy on Southwest Airlines going from, I think, Dallas or San Antonio to Oklahoma. And the guy goes, oh, my God, you know, I just started this new car company and I'm so nervous. I hope people go and rent my car when we get off. And he pulls up the magazine from the front seat in front of me, shows me his ad. And I'm like, well, I can help you with that. So I went to the stewardess and said, can I just make an announcement? I go, the guy in 3A has got a new car service, so don't go to Hertz and don't go to Budget. You go to such and such at Oklahoma Airport when you get there, and you get the car from him because he's just starting this business, and we're all going to support him. Can I tell you, I went past a baggage claim. There was a line of 30 people in this place.
That's amazing.
I know. I was like, I felt bad for the guy. I did that on Home Shopping before and people couldn't sell their stuff. I'm like, I'll sell it for you. Just go out there and sell it for them.
Well, when we got to the airport, I usually just park in one of those like 7 terminals they
have.
Well,
that's your first mistake.
I know. I made a big mistake because LAX is under construction. For those of you that are even considering parking at the airport, don't. I went to, I went to parking structure 1, full. 2, full. 3, full. 4, full. Full, 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 full,
full.
You've
done that before and flipping out. Remember the time you guys almost missed the flight?
Yes,
you
but
drove
what
around?
Gage and I used to do is we would take the cones, we would move the cones, I would pull into the structure and put the cones back. But now they have somebody like a construction supervisor. They have guards at every single parking structure.
With the stupidity of taking a car and parking it at the airport, let's just start there. The stupidity. Why don't you just call a car service and have them drop you off?
I'll tell you
why.
It's not stupid because, first of all, if I'm going to do a car service, it's minimum $150, minimum.
No, it's $100. I have a guy for $100.
In L.A.?
And with a nice big car.
Okay, so fine. That's $200
Right, and you
round
park
trip.
And it's $100.
No.
We're only there for one night. It'll be like...
Maybe they'll charge me for two. It'll be $80.
So at you save $120 and you drive yourself crazy. And then you go order a $200 bottle of wine.
No, I ordered a $330 bottle of wine, but you were paying
for
it.
And it was the best wine I've ever had.
It was the best bottle of free wine.
So good. Cheers to that.
We should have photographed the label. Remember the guy said you have to be, it's hard to get. You have to be
like
somebody to get it.
Yeah, there's like 6 cases in Texas.
Well, you know what?
You could probably get it. You are somebody.
Not really. But what happened, I was lucky because the manager recognized me from that show that I did in the 2000.
Like in the
90s? What show?
Flipping Out, you ever heard of it?
Oh, that one. I was going to say, why didn't you just say
Flipping
Out?
She sent us free desserts. They gave us that great table.
We got
champagne.
You know, I'm going to just start using Jeff's name when I check in.
No,
places.
I need to get back on TV for the freebies.
You really do. Mm-hmm.
So this is what happened.
That's the big announcement. We're getting a TV show going in Dallas, Texas.
Well, after I tell you about the parking structure story. So then we drove around the airport again. And then I noticed some people leaving. So we went to parking structure 5.
Yeah.
And there was a nice woman. Well, she turned out to be nice. She wasn't nice in the beginning.
She wasn't nice to me.
Right. So I pulled up and Shane, I'm like, just ask her to please let us in. Because I saw.
Did
so,
she let you in?
Well, what happened was, no, Shane didn't have much luck with her.
No. Well, no, my issue was I didn't ask. I just started to move the cone and averted eye contact. She was like, excuse me. Is this your job?
Here?
Yeah, I was like, well, no, but we just drove around and everything's full. But we really have to go. Can we just sneak in?
And she said no. So then I put the car in park. I got out, and I schmoozed for a good solid 12 to 13 minutes. And
all
I said to her,
to save $120.
And I said to her, look, I'm going to miss my flight. I've circled the airport 3 times, which is a lie. I only circled once. And I said, I've seen several cars leave this structure.
And that
I
was
know,
true.
I know there is a spot available. I said, please let me in. If there's no spot, I'll leave immediately. I'm not going to park in a red zone or maybe a handicap, but I would not have parked in a red zone. And, she finally relented. She didn't want to do it.
I hope they didn't tell her.
I should have given her money.
I was just saying that. Why didn't you just tip her?
I should have. And in the hindsight, I should have.
But you know, I hope they don't tow the car.
I gave her a nice thank you.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to give you skincare to carry around and you can tip people.
That is a good idea.
By the way, Leah told me at the break that my skin looks terrible.
It does. It's all ruddy. It's ruddy. You cheated and it's ruddy. By the way, I gave Jameson and Alyssa skincare to Jeff and he confiscated it.
I probably stole it.
So Jameson has to send me an address
because
you cannot trust him.
Send it to me and I'll deliver it.
He will steal it.
They are criminals.
Just like you did Christina's baby gift.
I just texted her and she didn't respond.
The baby's outgrown it.
I texted her and asked if I could drop it off. I didn't hear anything.
I gave him a baby gift when the baby was 2 months old.
To give to Christine Quinn.
Christine Quinn. So now she's going to have to re-gift it because the baby's outgrown it.
Well, I will say Jameson could use your skincare because with all that clown makeup, it clogs his pores.
I need help, please. Honk, 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 honk.
You need to exfoliate.
Okay, so then we got on the plane, right?
Oh, God.
We get through the announcements. Yep. We had a nice flight.
At least it was only in
we
English.
We land. Here's the problem. So we both had carry-ons, mm-hmm. and we have this one big carry-on with all the radio equipment, which is really heavy.
Yeah.
I'm a very considerate...
You can't carry because of your back. You can't lift that
I did lift it.
Well, that was a mistake.
But the bag was heavy, but I'm a very considerate... Like, I don't just... You know, when you get to the gate and it's like, ding, and everyone jumps up.
And then they just start throwing stuff in your face.
I was cool. I just sat there. I waited. There was an opening. I thought, I'm going to get up and get the bags. So I go up and the bag with the radio equipment is kind of stuck. So I'm pulling it. Now, this is the same time the older guy next to me decides to sit up. As the bag,
no, Jeff.
I hit him right in the head with the bag.
Oh, Jeff.
He was like dazed and confused. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, my
did
God.
Did you really?
I did. I hit him in the head with the bag.
Oh, my God.
It was an accident. It's not that upsetting. He's fine.
That is.
He's fine.
He walked off just fine.
He was a little,
he didn't know where he was going. He seemed a little confused.
I had to point him in the right direction. He was going back the plane. I'm like, sir, no, it's this way. He was a little, I hit him hard right in the back of the head. He probably has a concussion.
Well.
But we made it. Anyway, we made it. It was
we
all
had
good.
A great dinner. $300 bottle of wine.
Thank God. Oh, my God. I feel bad for that guy.
Huh? I had two Bloody Marys on the flight. So did she.
As did I.
Oh, my God. How can you drink on the plane like that?
What do you mean? How can you not?
How can you
not? You have to take your mask off and then get exposed to the germs. I don't like to do that.
I had to take my chances.
Did you not have any drink at all?
No. Wow. At first, I had to go to sleep because I was in a coma because it was so damn early. So let's start there. By the way, the website, I don't know if it's up yet or not. You know, you can call 305-443-8980. They'll take the call.
Oh, is that your cell phone?
305-443-8980. Jason will take your calls. Oh, God.
And she will answer unknown callers.
Oh, yeah, I do answer the unknown. Oh, my God. We're still down. Oh, my God.
It's still down.
I think so.
I'm on it.
Okay, well, let's see.
All right. Like, I don't want to create, there's like no drama.
What? No, we're going to hear it. Here we go.
But we had a little COVID scare on the new show.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Little COVID scare. Don't worry. I was not anywhere exposed.
On the Amazon show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what
happened? What's the name of that show?
I don't know if I'm supposed to
say it. Don't say it.
Really? Why?
Oh, you're not?
Because it's so good and
I
it's not official
yet.
I know, me too.
Oh, and you can't. What is it? Flipping up instead of out?
No. It's a whole new.
It's real
vibe.
Good. It's a good title. That I pitched that. They said no.
Think of what the logo could look like.
But apparently, one of our clients on the show did contract COVID. Now, we got very lucky because we've been shooting a lot with these people, like daily, but this particular person was a little bit of a diva in that once the deal was signed, they went back and said, well, so-and-so's not going to film unless you pay $1,000 of hair and makeup every time they film after we already did the deal.
What?
And so the production company called me and said, I want you to be careful about how much you film with this person because they're requiring now. I'm like, really? We already did the deal. The
requiring
deal's done.
The hair makeup?
Every time I film with this person.
I don't
person.
Like people that change the deal on me.
I don't either.
You make your deal up front and I will honor it. And if I made
either.
A mistake, I'll pay for it. It's my mistake. But don't come at me later and screw with me when I'm now, you know, they've got you in a corner.
Yeah.
And so now they're dealing from
But strength. Actually, they don't have me in a corner because
no,
what
but
I
they
said,
think they do.
Because I've got all these other people that are willing to film.
$1,000? Yep. I need to be a makeup artist. You know, I wrote a book on how to apply makeup once. I need to go back to being a makeup artist because that's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
$1,000.
So I said to the producer, I'm like, fuck it. I don't need this person again until the reveal.
Exactly.
I've already met with them. Yeah. I already know what they're doing. Yeah. I don't need them.
You don't need
so
them.
So thank God this person did this because
they had COVID.
I haven't seen them in weeks because I don't film with them because it's $1,000 every time I film. So I said, fuck it. I don't need to film with them.
Exactly.
So fortunately, thank God someone was looking out for me mm-hmm. because I haven't been filming with the person for like 3 weeks. Person got COVID. I'm good.
Oh my God.
So we didn't have to shut because we would have had to shut down production.
You know what mm-hmm. you have to do when you go in those houses? You take that Lysol spray and you spray everything before you even start.
People love that. They love when I bring Lysol and spray.
Yeah, you should. I do that in every room. I wanted to bring Lysol on the plane, but you can't because, you know, it's aerosol.
Right.
But in Waco, I did have them have some in the room for me to spray.
Good.
Yeah. Also,
alcohol wiped everything
down. Where in the world is Will? I know that you have been tracking him on Instagram.
Yeah.
He's driving home to Pennsylvania. Where is he now? And also, where are my house keys?
Okay. House keys will be delivered today. I just tracked the package.
They're in Los Angeles?
Yeah, they're in Los Angeles now.
Wait, who is
Will? He took over for Anthony.
And he
quit on Monday with 53 minutes notice.
Well, Anthony at least gave me an hour.
I don't think Anthony gave me an... How much notice did Anthony give me? Not much. A couple days, maybe.
Wow.
It was a Friday. Was it a Friday for a Monday?
You let him go.
Oh, did I fire him?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
You gave him a 30-second notice. Get out the door. Don't let the doorknob hit you on the way out.
I like Will, though. He's a sweet...
I love Will.
But he had a personal problem, you said.
Yeah, and now... So I just saw he was in Tennessee, so he's driving safe.
And he posted
from Tennessee.
So now who are we going to get to replace Will?
Well, first of all, you don't know this, but I accidentally, when he was out in the backyard, I had got out of the shower, and I fortunately had put a towel around my waist, but it was steamy and hot, so I opened up the window coverings and the sliding. Well, yes, I think
days
so.
Days later, he had to quit his job, leave his relationship, and drive home to his
parents. He's got post-traumatic stress in him going right now.
He saw the moves, and he's like,
I'm out.
He's going, he does need that extra 2 inches.
I gave Shane a room key. This morning, he comes in, and I think I had my pants on.
Pants.
But Shane said, I'm going to have to drive home to my parents in Washington.
Jeff, what are you
seeing that?
Leah, what do you think the statute of limitations is before Will can no longer press charges against Jeff for
sexual harassment?
The rest of your life when you're that traumatized. Poor thing.
So Shane saw the moves this morning, and now are you going to quit?
I'm considering it.
Can I have the house key before you leave?
No, I'm going to send it from Oregon on my way home.
Oh, my God, Jeff. I can't. So he quit. And we liked him.
We liked
Love
him.
So you have a new plan.
But you know what, Leah? You don't know this, but we sat him down and we tried to kind of talk him off the ledge. Like, you're making a terrible decision.
Right.
It's an emotional decision. Yeah. Like, you just broke up with your boyfriend 7 days ago. Like, this is
and
not.
So that's why
he
just
2 days
wanted
later.
Spin.
2 days later, he was like, I think I have to go home. And we were like, no,
but
you don't. There's
go
options.
Home? Does he feel nurtured there and he doesn't feel nurtured around you? I get that. I totally get that.
I've been very nurturing.
Yeah.
You know, he may.
It's the moves.
He may come back.
He may come back around.
He's like, I think he doesn't. I mean, never mind. I'm not going to say it.
He may come back around.
But I think it had something to do with exposing myself.
It's too coincidental to not.
Yeah. He looked traumatized. Like I was a circus freak.
Yeah.
Like a he-she. And he was like, what is that? Is that a man? Is that a woman? I don't know.
Don't say he-she.
I'm referring to myself as a he/she.
Fine,
it's different.
Okay,
it's so popular to be like that now. That's like the thing.
Oh, oh my God.
To be the he, you know, the he, the she, the
what
they,
else is
the
on
we.
Your list, please?
You know what it is? The he, the she, the we, the they. If you look yep. on someone's profile,
pronouns.
It's like,
so
oh,
I'm
a she and a we and a they and an it and a whatever. And I'm like, what the hell's wrong with you?
Oh my God.
You know, what is wrong with you? Can't you just be you? No, they've got to make yeah, this statement to... about who they are anymore.
Okay, I got
can't.
A little bit of hate the other day.
You
I don't
got
know
some
yes.
hate?
I mean, I get it every day, but Monroe was at the playground with this really pretty boy. Who had oh. her hair was as long as Monroe's.
Oh, yeah.
And he had a ponytail. Yeah. And Monroe was insistent that he was a girl.
Well.
And the parents had to keep interrupting Monroe and saying and correcting
her. Why did they
keep
interrupting her? Who cares?
Because it's a boy.
Because well, Monroe kept arguing with
yeah.
him. And she said 30 times, no, he's a she. And, you know.
No, so, she's a he. Oh, Monroe kept arguing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Correcting
of course.
His parents.
Of course
she knows
did.
Their child's
of course
gender orientation, gender
of
identity.
But you can't. It's a 4-year-old.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
a 4-year-old, and it's
know.
A pretty, pretty boy.
They're
going to
grow
long
up so
hair.
Confused anyway.
She doesn't know.
Yeah, but they're going to grow up confused because of the, all the stuff, the it and the she and the it and the whatever.
So the parents, had spectrum. The parents had to correct her 20 times, and I just said, you know, cut your kid's hair.
you did up. Not say that.
Yes, I did,
no,
and I got a lot
not.
Of hate. I did. Cut his hair. There
oh
won't be any
God.
More confusion.
You just said, you know, there's a cause. They're really good cause. Those cancer patients need hair. You can
yes,
cut
gorgeous
the hair,
hair
and donate it.
Locks for love.
Yeah,
aww,
that's it.
A little
yeah.
baby hair.
Well, poor thing. Oh, my God. Monroe is going to be one bossy bee. Whoa.
I know.
I know.
Well, yeah, well. Gonna be. She already is.
she has been.
She's going to have a lot of jewelry, though. that's
I
what
mean,
we care about.
Leah got her the most amazing birthday
I did.
Gift. How would you describe it?
I would describe it as a Van Cleef & Arpels gold Alhambra piece on a chain.
And it has one, what do you call it? Is it a...
It's the Alhambra, the leaf.
Is it like, it's a leaf.
Yeah, like
so it's a leaf. Black leaf with diamonds.
Gold. Yeah.
Gold. It's the most gold. Gorgeous necklace.
You guys spent about an hour talking about when is it appropriate to buy her what jewelry? That
well,
was that was a huge
well because she's
topic
into jewelry.
We said when she's 10, I'll get her that.
She
when she's 13,
be.
I'll get her yeah. this. When she's 18,
well, you
I'll
can
get
buy.
Her.
Roy says I'm on year like 2090 with my gifts, so go ahead and start buying them now. You're gonna get a better price. They'll go up in value. I don't think there's any limit to how many things that sparkle and shine that you can own.
Did you follow? There's a story where a woman, which I think is kind of genius, and I wonder
oh.
what Roy Black thinks of this. So a woman hooked up with a guy. In the back seat of his car, okay?
Meaning he had sex with her in the back seat of the car.
Yes.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's yeah. more than a hookup, but okay.
Okay. And there were no condoms
yeah.
and involved. And she contracted STD.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have any money, she sued his auto insurance company.
Oh, my God. That's
which
a good
I
one.
Think is genius.
That's funny.
She's suing, she's suing
a,
Geico.
Does Geico have any liability to what you do inside your car voluntarily like that? I mean, if that's the case, that means if I smoke pot in the back of my car and then I have an accident, Geico's liable. I don't know that that's, I mean, I don't know the law on it, but I don't think that's a reasonable
is that
thing.
Something where Geico would just settle? Because they don't want
well,
to deal
that,
with it.
Well, that could be. Maybe they're just going to go get rid of it, give her 10 grand. But first of all, the woman has no shame. She's not even embarrassed enough to keep it to herself. She's got to go tell the insurance company that I had sex in the back of the car. What kind of hussies are they raising these days? So how old was she?
I don't know.
Was this a first date? Did they know each other?
Probably.
They probably just
date.
Met at a bar and went and got in the back seat of the car. Wouldn't you be ashamed of yourself?
Okay, you and I need to talk about this
well,
for
you
a
really
second.
Really do.
Because I told you, you were saying RJ has good taste and he's very
yeah.
selective with women and all this. The thing about RJ is that he may just want a T for P. He
mm-hmm.
may want to have sex with some slut.
Maybe.
And have a great, fun night of casual sex.
You know,
you got to be okay with that.
I'm okay because he's not going to tell me.
Right.
I'm just telling you, if you're a girl and you go get in the backseat of a car with a guy and you get this sexually transmitted disease, that's obviously you know the guy that well. At least keep it between you and the doctor. Don't go call Geico and put it in the news.
Right. But she's trying to get a payout, obviously. And by the way,
get a job.
It was in the back of his Hyundai.
Oh, God, of course it wasn't a Mercedes. Nobody in a Mercedes would have taken her in.
Hunda's a very
and
nice
those
car.
Are cars.
By the way,
small cars.
Our Jameson, Freckles the Clown, he has a Hyundai.
Freckles?
He has a
Hyundai. My Hyundai has been dragged all week, and that has been a reliable, safe
Hyundais.
Vehicle for over a decade. God bless it. May it have many more decades.
Well, I don't sue anybody if you get in the back and have sex.
That's not going to happen. What
it will happen.
What color is your car?
It's dark blue.
Oh, pretty.
That's nice. Okay. Well, I call it royal blue. Use the word royal.
It's royal blue.
I don't know. I prefer a navy over a royal.
Oh, no. You want royal.
I want navy. I want like a dark
blue. Of course
blue.
You do. You're a plain Jane and I'm a queen.
A plain Jane with bad skin and a wig.
Yeah, exactly. That's a cheater.
Oh, my God.
All right. So you think you don't think this has any merit?
I don't know, but I don't think so. Well, maybe settle. Maybe they'll settle. I wouldn't, because it'll set a precedent if they settle. Right. And then every whore in town will be doing it.
I'm doing it.
Did you check to see if, because am I Farmers or State Farm? Progressive, Mercury?
Listen,
Mercury.
What is my insurance, Shane?
Will it cover STDs?
I can check on your policy. Yeah. I'll email Jorge and ask him.
And what am I going to have for lunch, Shane?
Honestly, will you do it? Because I want to see what kind of response we get.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, we did get a response from SiriusXM Legal.
Of course we did.
Because we're trying to, for Doug's birthday, we're trying to get him a prostitute. But.
What? You lost me at you're trying to get Doug.
Okay, Doug will be 53 in January. He's a virgin. We're trying to get him.
Wait. How do you know he's a virgin? Did he tell you that? Or are you assuming that?
You can just kind of tell.
No, wait. Did he tell you that? Or are you assuming that?
I'm assuming it.
Okay, well, that's just too much intrusion. You don't get to ensue that about him.
Do you assume that too?
Alyssa,
do you assume it?
I don't think it's absurd to assume.
But it doesn't make it true. Why don't you just ask it?
Alyssa.
I would assume.
Why don't you just ask him?
No, a virgin like from forever or like a reborn virgin?
No. No penetration
ever. I don't think a forever
ever.
Virgin. No. Of course there's been penetration.
Well, yeah. Obama.
Not by a live person.
During Obama's reign, he maybe. So perhaps he's born again, like Jameson said.
And then he said it was W at one point.
Okay,
Obama was too recent.
We did get
Is everyone chipping in?
Yeah, we were actually going to do a GoFundMe.
I don't think so.
Jim
now
Thompson
much is that going
to
cost?
So they said, currently, Nevada is the only U.S. jurisdiction to allow legal prostitution in the form of regulated brothels, the terms of which are stipulated in the Nevada Revised Statute. So they want me to read those? Only 8 counties currently currently contain active brothels. So we have 8 choices in Nevada.
Oh, that seems reasonable.
So, and then
probably
you
have to get a car.
You also got a DM, correct?
Yeah, someone DM'd and asked if I wanted to become a escort, join their escorting
money,
service.
Probably.
Is that from like because they heard you on Jeff Lewis Live?
I would
they
have
just
assume to
assume by association that anyone that's around you might possibly.
Why
be
don't
open
we just hire you?
I'm not comfortable with that.
That's a little incestuous.
Yeah, I'm not.
But
no,
you're
not
really
going to
do that, are you? Did you tell him you're going to do that?
I am doing that.
Does he know you're going to do that?
I think he knows, yes.
Is he on for it? I mean, is he up for
I just
it?
Got a, oh, shit, I just got a DM from Tim. I mean, Jim.
Jim. Who's Jim?
His
oh,
boss.
My God, is it your boss? Mm-hmm. We're in trouble.
I didn't say anything wrong. Why are you bringing up Hyundai again? They're great cars and a great client.
Oh, they are great
That's
cars
true.
And a great client.
They are. They're fantastic.
They're beautiful, reliable.
They're reliable. They're well-designed.
They
they're
are.
They're economical.
I was making a joke.
How's the gas mileage on your Hyundai?
I'm telling you, this Hyundai has taken me all over this country. I'm not kidding you. It's a great car. I'm not just saying that to save your ass.
No, I'm going to sell mine, and I'm going to sell my car. I'm going to buy 10 Hyundais.
Well,
one in every color.
Yeah, but you have the receipt. You own one and you've had it forever.
Mm-hmm.
So there.
Testimonial.
Good for you. Testimonials.
Yeah. Right,
but I will take an Audi if you're handing out cars. Like, I'll take an Audi or I'll take a Beamer like Shane. So like,
Audis.
I love
Audis. They're nice cars. But they're not as great as Hyundai.
Not as
Hyundai
good.
Really would be my first
that
choice.
Is a
they probably would have let you park at the airport if you'd have been in a Hyundai.
I know.
You see?
Oh,
I was in that Mercedes. And that's why they said.
That's why they said no. They think you're an elitist that thinks you should get your way.
Well, I am.
You are.
But you know what? I feel like I should buy a Hyundai just for the airports.
A Tucson hybrid.
I think
hybrid.
You should just call so a car.
Will you order one for me, Shane? Yeah. We're also taking orders right now for the Leah Black bundle. We're at the Fairmont Hotel in Dallas, room 1700. Shane will be answering the phones because Leah's website has crashed.
It's back up now.
Okay, it's back up. You go to leahblack.com/Jeff, $149 bundle. It's a $264 value. It includes shipping. It includes the CBD Moisture Renewal Cream. It's 500 milligrams of CBD, the CBD eye cream, and the face wash. Again, leahblack.com/Jeff. Also, if the website crashes again, in addition to calling the Fairmont Hotel in Dallas, room 1700, you can call 305-443-8980.
Just imagine how many guys are going to be waiting out the door to hit on you guys.
Oh, my God.
By the way, something really crazy happened.
What?
So I checked into my room last night, and I had trouble opening the door, and then I couldn't lock it. So I just assumed that the door...
And it wasn't locked.
Locked. And this morning I went to open it and you could just push it open. So it was unlocked the whole night. And then when we opened the door, Shane came in this morning and saw my moves, you noticed that someone had taped the door on the side.
Taped the lock
on the
frame.
Oh, I know what you're saying.
So it couldn't
close. So probably whoever was staying in the room wanted to be able to just like come and go, and they were bringing stuff in or something like that. And they taped it and they forgot to take it off.
They taped it with painter's tape.
Yeah.
And then I didn't.
Or it could have been that the housekeeping or the service people did it. You should report. Get the room for free. You should report
No, I don't. They gave me a good deal here and I'm happy.
Yeah, they did.
Room 1700. Mm-hmm. Come by. All you have to do is push the door open because it's taped.
Give it a nudge.
If you have a private plane, just call. They'll ride back to LA with you.
That's true too.
But somebody could have taken advantage
of it
last night.
They could have.
Unfortunately, it did not happen. But it could have.
Maybe next time.
So Leah.
Yes.
The other thing too that we were talking about last night was the woman in England. She's hot. She's like 26 years old, which I think this is why she got off. She had four little kids in the car. She went over the double yellow line.
Wait, say that again.
26-year-old woman.
Yes.
Four little kids in the car. She went over the double yellow line. She hit a car head on. Now, nobody was hurt, seriously. But the cars were damaged. The owner of the second car that was hit, they said that she had been drinking. She left the scene of the crime, with the kids in the car. She drove to her friend's house.
Wait, she left the kids in the car?
No, she took the kids.
Oh, she did take the kids.
Took the car.
Right.
It was a Mercedes. She took the car.
Yeah.
See, if she was in a Hyundai, it would have never happened.
No.
She would have
walked away just fine, unscathed.
One of those solid
she drove to her Hyundai. Friend's house. The police find her at the friend's house.
And she started drinking.
She says to the police,
That's
no.
That's an alibi.
Yep.
That's
she
alibi.
Said, I was so stressed out by
That's
the accident
right. that
I just
I had two drinks at my friend's house.
Yeah, that's an
so
alibi.
So she got off. They couldn't prove it.
That's an alibi. They couldn't prove it, but if she had big prosecutors on it and they wanted to prove it and they got all the forensics and all that, they could have probably
So the moral
proved
of the story
it.
If you get in a car accident, make sure to just leave the scene, right?
No.
Just drive away.
They could have even gotten her for leaving the scene, too, of an accident.
But that's better than drunk driving.
Don't
well,
hang
it's
out.
True. That's
flee
true.
The scene.
Just flee the scene. So if you're a Jeff Lewis Live listener and you're in an accident, just leave the scene.
You know, just become corrupt, be a criminal, lie, cheat, all of that. Say, I learned it from Jeff.
Leah Black, thank you so much for being here.
Did we have fun?
Good luck with your website.
I added an extra 200, so you go on.
Yeah, if you could actually get on the website and buy it, it'd be fantastic.
LeahBlack.com/Jeff and get your bundle.
Bye, Alyssa and Jameson. Have a great weekend, everybody.